Okay, so, well, I don't know, talking head. Let's start with radio. Krishna, if that's possible under whatever, brahmacharya or something. No, I don't know. And or priya and or talking head. You know, when I was a young boy back in the 60s here in Sweden, the men, yes, they used to look down upon the women in many ways. We have to admit, or they should have to admit, you know, my wife, you know, she this and that, or yes, that's how women are, like children, blah blah blah. I mean, all we men know how the talk went on, and I don't know how it is today. Not for me, anyway. I have respect for women. But today I think it's even more common that the women speak like that about the men. Oh, these stupid men, and oh, we're gonna learn, teach them to. Do what we tell them to, you know, and otherwise, and so on. And I mean, to really get down to it, to really get, let's get honest about it. And here is some soul in a male body talking. Women can be really, really nice, like pure and beautiful and sweet goddesses, but they can also be witches, selfish, cruel, and they can really hurt you if they want to. We know it, you know it. They can kill a man if they have to. They can take revenge. They can, yeah, I mean, they are powerful beings, these little ladies. But then men can be that way too. Big, strong fellas, full of testosterone, whatever it is called. Angry, aggressive, frustrated, lusty. And if they are selfish, we are. And you know, that's how we behave. In our way towards the woman. And you know, some men can't understand how in the world beat their ladies. And you got this sex thing, right? I feel horny, let's get on her. Get it out of me. I mean, selfishness, exploitation. Look, a pretty body I can enjoy. But of course, then there is the man who tries at least to be kind and considerate and take his responsibility and be supportive and all of those, and to love his lady. In other words, we find it from both sides. And I hope you allow me to say that. So that's what it's really about. We, living souls, whatever bodies we are in, can be selfish, nasty, arrogant, aggressive, frustrated, dangerous. Or we can be considerate, loving, sharing, good friends, honest, ethical, as me and my boys spoke about today, especially when it comes to leaders. Because today we see, it's pretty dramatic out there in the world, military-wise. So I'm following it from independent journalists and experts, and as usual, there are the good ones and the bad ones. And of course, how do we know which one is one? Because the good ones are telling us that they are the good ones and that the others are the bad ones. Okay. But then, I say it over and over again, how the good ones, yes, we put some quotation marks around it, how they lie over and over and over again, and sometimes behave very bad. I mean, we've got this guy down there in Israel. You know, there is the Geneva Convention with the laws that regulate what you're allowed to do. If you're attacked by someone, you're allowed to defend yourself proportionately. Not if someone hits you in the face, you kill him. In the same way, if some terrorist group or whatever it is kills 1,500 or whatever it was of your citizens in a terror attack, which of course in itself was not unprovoked, then you don't just start killing 100,000 innocent people who have nothing to do with that, trying to eradicate an entire nation. So yeah, ethics goes for each and every one of us, whether woman, whether man, whether big, whether small. And you know what ethics means, don't you? Or have you forgotten? If so, then I can maybe continue with that, just to remind us all.